Just a couple of sinners.
Thank you.
Talking technique and...
I mean, that was happening. That was... My technique was being dissected by Olin Krutz, and I'm not going to say how I did.
It was something. Hopefully you never see it again.
I mean, look, Lawrence... Let's do some of this. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show.
Some things you can't unsee. You know what I mean?
Like, it wasn't that bad.
You can't show it to me again.
All right. You tell us. Hold on.
Let's see it. Okay. Anybody got this on film?
Yeah, now this is on video. This is going to live forever.
Break it down, though. Break it down. Here's my set.
Oh, don't. See, that's terrible, man. You gotta have the Z in the knees, right? I'll bring your feet in a little bit. You gotta have a little better posture. I mean, you look like a camel. You have a hump in your back. We gotta get the hump out of your back. We gotta work on your spine extension, you know, of your lumbar and your, you know, mid back.
Are you about to show us your bucket step, too?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
So just watch this stuff behind you.
Yeah, really?
I don't know the insurance. Oh, wow. Okay, your hands can't be out there. You gotta be armless from the back. So the crowd can see you. Turn back that way. Don't do that. Please, no one teach your kids to block like that. Turn this way. Okay, now get your elbows so tight they can't even see your arms. There. Yeah, no. Yeah, just turn your palms up, knuckles up. There you go. Perfect, man. Yeah, and we just hope no one comes.
Wait a minute.
So who would get by me? Everybody?
Nobody. If no one came, nobody.
Our best moment, though, Lawrence, was talking about the play calling on the Mighty Sequoias back in the day. I was telling him about the inside reverse that we used to run we'd fake a halfback sweep, and instead quarterback would hand the ball to the slot receiver coming back the other direction with a guard pulling in front of him. And what'd you say? What is that?
That's Pop Warner's old single wing inside counter, man. That play's undefeated.
It used to destroy in our flag football league.
Yeah. Called that 43 counter when Little League at St. Mary's with my kids. No one could stop it.
You can't stop it.
You low power one side the whole time,
man.
And then you run counter. And the whole time, I wait for them. The coaches on the other side are yelling, watch the reverse. And as soon as they stop, then I run it.
So
as long as they yell, watch the reverse, then I run power.
So I think we've established that I might not be the best center on the air staff. I think Olin has that. But am I the best offensive coordinator on the air staff? I got one play. That was it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Okay. Yeah, and I mean, you know, you're better than Danny Parkin, so there it is.
Please make this personal.
Okay. All right. Olin's here. We're going to have him here for another segment after this one, which is great. We also have our lineup of people that we are going to have on the show. I don't know if Olin even knows some of the stuff that we're going to do this year.
Olin, you're on with us on Fridays at 4 o'clock, man.
Yep.
So thank you.
Yes.
I mean, that's always a highlight for us. We gather stuff all during the week. They were like, oh, man, we got to remember to ask Olin about this on Friday.
Well, usually it's often I will shoot a text to Olin on a Monday and be like, hey, did you hear the Kurt Warner segment? I'd love to get your thoughts on what it is that we heard. Kurt is going to be back with us. He will be back Mondays at 3 o'clock. And in fact, he's going to join us this Monday. Like, ordinarily, Kurt is on after the game. But he's actually calling the Bears game on Monday. And he's like, yeah, I'll call you guys on Monday afternoon. So we're going to talk with Kurt.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
And he will be. He will be, Kevin Harlan. We were going with Mark Grody on Mondays, but now Grody's going to be part of the midday show.
That is correct.
So your pal, who has become a good friend of the show and a tremendous Bears reporter for the Sun-Times,
Jason Leisure, is going to join us Mondays.
I heard the beginning of your show today when Matt was talking about the frustrations over the dishwasher, and that's my kind of sports radio right there. But no, what did you guys talk about in the last segment?
Also on Mondays, it's a Monday staple at 5 o'clock. It's Jalen Johnson.
At the end of the day, honestly, I don't really give a damn. At some point, enough is enough.
Playing this week?
We don't
know. Good question.
He did participate in practice, but I think it would be weird if he played, considering he didn't really have a camp.
Yeah. The groin is a tough injury, man.
It is, very much so. Should we save that one, the next one for last, or should we go down? We should go down the list, right? Because that's what we told Tanny we were going to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, why start now?
Sorry, Tanny.
The president has spoken.
That's right. This is a big deal. On Tuesdays, we figured we needed a little bit more offensive firepower. So we have added it. Olin's a guy that you know very well. 3 o'clock on Tuesdays, Matt Forte.
Touchdown Bears! Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence.
You said Forte was good on the TV show, right?
Yeah.
And it's a good relationship with Lawrence. I'm excited to have Matt Forte every week to talk offense with us.
I think that guy is so undervalued, yep. And it's because, you know, I dealt with him in the locker room, and then we were all doing the show together. Some of the stuff he would say, I'd be like, I'm not hearing that anywhere else. Yeah. So we're going to have Matt Forte with us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We're calling our Tuesdays Pro Day because 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, Matt Bowen.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellen, Illinois, being very active.
Is Glen Ellen very active or is Matt Bowen very active?
Both. He was very active.
Both can be true.
Lawrence, back when you and I did, what, 5-6 months together?
Yes.
On a different show at a different slot?
The show.
What was it?
Was it McNeil. And
was it Mac and Spiegs? But then we did Spiegel and Holmes, right?
I think it was...
Manley and Spiegs?
It might Parkin have been.
Parkin and Spiegs. Holmes and Spiegs.
Keep Cruz going.
And Spiegs. Now I feel left out.
You're here.
Cruz and Speaks. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the Mac show. Weren't you the show?
I don't
Mac
remember.
Show? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But we had Matt Bowen on. You called it the film room. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting. And now we get to have Bowen back as our guy.
I remember people being like, "What? Why are you guys talking about like X's and O's and like breaking down film with Matt Bowen?" Mm-hmm. And that was, what year was that? Like 2018? No.
17?
No, before that.
I don't know.
And no one knows it better, though.
Matt Bowen is great.
No one knows it better than Matt Bowen.
But the idea of talking about that stuff on the radio, and now that's what everyone does. Yep.
Wednesdays are going to be a day where we will turn the page, and we will also get our first crack with Mark Grody, who will be up at Hallis Hall.
I asked Nate Davis if he had time for a quick interview, put his hand on my shoulder, and told me, no, I'm going to play ping pong right now.
And Nate Davis never returned from that ping pong game.
He's still playing somewhere.
Still is. Thursdays is packed. 2:40 every other week. Jarrett Payton.
How you doing, sir?
JP, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Mish right there, right?
And then on
how long
the
weeks before he mentions his pitcher with who is Kelsey Marin against? Yeah, I don't even know her.
Taylor Swift.
How long before Jarrett mentioned him? He had the pitcher.
It's going to be the first thing.
Yeah,
first
talk. He'll be in the wedding probably.
I was wondering if he gets invited to the wedding.
He's trying on Twitter, I think.
He should.
Why not? All they can say is no.
That's right. The weeks when Jarrett isn't on at 2:40. Patrick Manley's going to join us.
Pat obviously was a Bear for a long period of time, a record-setting time. But the level of leadership that he brought in the sense of camaraderie and teammateship, if that's a word, I'm not sure it is.
It's not.
But you know what he meant.
Yeah, no, we knew what Phil Emery meant, but he invented a word. That's how good of a teammate Pat Manley is.
I found a picture of me in Bourbonnais in our old trailer where we used to camp out, and it's me and Phil Emery doing an interview. I gotta send it to you. It's hilarious. It's like, oh man, a lot has changed since then. So that's every other week on Thursdays with Jarrett and Patrick Manley at 2:40. Thursdays are also a Grody day.
Not a Grody.
Grody.
That's it right there.
That's you.
And Grody's all over this score airwaves. And then Thursdays at 5 has become a happy hour nationally. With us and Dave Wanstead.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Wani's going to join us today, too, by the way, at 5 o'clock in person here in studio.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. On Fridays, now of The Athletic, Dan Wiederer joins us.
Take that as you want.
Does it please you? I mean, is that something you respond to?
Doesn't please me, but...
DJ was nonplussed.
No, not at all. And then 4 o'clock, this man right here, Olin Cruz.
They offered me $15 an hour to come in there as like an independent contractor. That is exactly what they did.
That's exactly what they did. Oh, so our lineup is stacked, and we can't wait to really get into it once the games start.